Well, one thing that I think perhaps should be said was that my years at Toton were very much a transition from the old, ordinary old coal wagons, the old open wagons, 16-tonners, 21-tonners and so on, to what was known as the merry-go-round principle, where collieries could load large merry-go-round wagons from a bunker, which had to be specially built. It wasn't the old screens, the bunker. And then that train of those wagons, say 20 of them or more, up to 40 actually, could go down to a power station and unload the coal by means of hopper at the bottom of the wagon and go round a merry-go-round principle, which was, in theory at least, the train wouldn't stop. The bunkers below the track would receive the coal from the bottom of the wagons as the train passed over these bunkers. Merry-go-round principle. It was very, very good in terms of productivity because it would mean that the one set of wagons, say from Benting Colliery, which is one of their larger ones, up at Kirby and Ashfield there, the one set of wagons could in fact do three complete round trips in a 24 hours. They could change engine then, each 8 hours approximately, but that set of wagons would never stop. In theory at least, it would stop because you'd have to have the CEGB at Ratcliffe accepting the train into their, over their bunkers, but it would be a continuous process. And that was a great, and that of course reduced to a very large extent the enormous size of Toton as a marshalling yard, progressively over the years. Couldn't be done all at once because the collieries had to be rebuilt with this huge tall bunker that would load these sort of wagons instead of the old fashioned screens, as said, and of course the power stations, Ratcliffe, Castle Donington, Willington, Drakelow, and so on, all had to be modified as well. But whereas when I first came to Toton, you had 100 lines of way, and if you walked, that's across Toton, if you walked at right angles across Toton sidings, you would actually cross 100 lines of railway, or 200 actual iron rails. And I don't know anywhere else in the country where that was the case. There might have been places, but Toton was one of the biggest marshalling yards. And of course, we had one of the biggest locomotive depots as well, which, you know, it made you feel important to think you are, in a manner of speaking, in charge of a very big place nationally.